reported, hopes are thwarted, nothing of the wonderful survives. Its resurrection is the purpose of our lives. But who can rise? How thick the lids lie on my eyes. She said, say it, go ahead, and out of planet, bay it, bay. It's the same today as any other day. I've gone astray.
All right, that was just Strayed by Slap Happy, and here's a quick PSA. The need for blood is constant. Your single blood donation to the American Red Cross can help save up to 3 lives. Be a hero. Donate blood. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule your appointment. And now it is 8 p.m., and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and I am joined by Quiet Hour. How's it going, guys?
Hi.
Good. How are you?
It's going great.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, my pleasure. Mm-hmm. Thanks for coming in. Would you like to start off with Lily and introduce yourself?
Yeah, of course. My name's Lily. I'm in Quiet Hour, and I met those guys like 2 years ago, and we just decided now to form this band, and I'm so happy about it.
Fantastic. And you came up with the name, what, like two days ago?
Literally, yes. Yeah.
Yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, yesterday.
Yesterday, actually. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my name is Eli. Yeah, I'm Eli Yasint. Yeah, just thanks for having us. I'm excited to be here and play some music.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'm excited to hear what you guys have got.
Yeah, and I'm Max. I'm the third one.
Hello, Max.
Max.
Always nice to max out the studio. You guys want to just get right into it, play us a song, and then I'll ask you guys some questions?
Yeah,
cool.
For sure.
This song is by one of my favorite artists of all time, named Labi Siffre, and it's called Kinnick Chase.
Sitting in the back seat of my car, with my arms around my guitar, and the rain falls from the roof of the world. Nothing around, just the trees and the ground. There's a bird in a tree, and he's singing a song just for me, just for me. For so long, seems like my soul is dead and gone. But it's alright, I'm back in the fight. I thought my day would never come. Maybe it won't, but I'll have fun. And I'll hold tight, 'cause that way it might. La la la. Friendship never ends, the blues is always the same. The blues is always the same. just where I am. I'm a knowing man, I'm a desperate den, but I'll find out. And maybe if I shout, give me your hand, I'll give you my mind. It's a fair exchange if you're deaf, dumb, and blind. But we're sold out, and that's what it's all about. La da da da, da da da.
Beautiful. Thank you, guys.
Kenneth Chase by Lobby Siffrey.
Lovely.
Yeah.
So, where did the name Quiet Hour come from? Since I expect a good answer because you did come up with it 2 days ago.
Do you want the honest truth?
Did you get it from a website?
Did you use a band name generator website?
I did.
Oh, really? I liked it.
I know. It's embarrassing.
I mean, it works.
No, because I was getting... Actually, no, I wasn't getting pressured exactly, but I just felt pressured to find a good enough name.
Yeah.
And we weren't coming up with anything in a month.
We'll always be Third Mode in my heart.
Because our original name was Third Mode.
It was originally Third Mode, but there's three of us, so it's a little cringe.
Do you have to say the word cringe?
I do.
The word cringe is cringe.
No, but it is because there's three of us.
Mm.
Yeah, but it's cute. Like it's a cute cringe. Like
no, it's too prickly.
And
it's too
prickly. I was gonna say that's a music reference, isn't it?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
To the Phrygian mode, the third.
Ooh. Okay.
Mode.
Anyways, we could debate about that all night. We talk about this so much.
This name.
Yeah. But we're Quiet Hour now. We are.
And I think it does fit. It's nice and mellow.
Thank
you. So you guys as a group, I saw you perform, what was that, in September, a month or so ago? That was a fun show at Yamba. And how did you get on that bill?
My friend Malia, yeah, she's really awesome. I got to know her. She came to a show of my band's out at this place called Warehouse 11 in Somerville, which I love so much. Shout out to Peggy in the Warehouse. Mm-hmm. We did a show there, and Malia came to the show, and we hit it off. And I'm actually working on producing some music for her right now. And she threw this show together. She's been hitting me up about a lot of stuff, just like she says, really busy. So I really appreciate being able to work with her. And I thought it'd be the perfect like show for us to get started playing, because we want to do more live gigs, you know?
Yes. Yeah. You guys have a really great live energy, and I'm so excited to be capturing it here tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're a great audience.
Thanks.
and to everyone at home, you're a great audience too. If you want to, comment in. We do have a DJ chat on our website. That's wmfo.org/DJ-chat. You can stop on by and say hi, and I will relay it to the band eventually. That was a very fun bill. Lots of nice acoustic singer-songwriter, and then Malia had a really interesting musical genre. I mean, she has a very operatic voice. It was really cool
to
hear.
She has such a powerful voice.
It was a really good set.
Yeah.
And a really good build.
Yeah.
Alexander Sr. was on there, and then also our friend Liz, who has a band called The Nut, was on there as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who was also on the show.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
With
over the
Sebastian
summer.
The other
with Sebastian.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's cool.
Yeah, they're great.
They are incredible.
So, yeah, that was a good time. It's nice to be grabbing all the talented Berkeley acts. and saying, hey, come play on my radio show, yeah. guys. Well, on that, here's one for you. What's your go-to karaoke song after a few drinks?
Ooh. Mine is always Just the Two of Us by Grover Washington Jr.
Nice.
It's just like the one I know the best. And it's always in a good key for my voice with the karaoke, too.
I don't know. I feel like it's Ain't No Mountain High Enough. I was just saying that earlier, and it's the only thing that can pop into my head right now. I haven't done karaoke in way too long. I need to go back.
For me, it would be this French song, actually, called Mon Fils, Ma Bataille by Daniel Balavoine. Yeah, it's a good song.
Nice. Yeah,
we need to go to a karaoke bar.
Yeah.
We've never done that.
We have never.
We need to do it as third note. Yeah. Oh.
Quiet up. Yeah. Caught in the act, bro. See? It fits.
All right, you want to hit us with another song then?
Yeah. Yes, totally.
Excellent.
This next song is by Adrian Linker, and it's called Not a Lot Just Forever.
All right, I just got to get into the right tune.
Yeah, we have to tune. Very important.
It is very important. And while you're tuning, let's see. Oh, where do you like to go to find new music?
Usually, it's kind of funny. Either in other people's stories, because a lot of people post songs on Instagram all the time, actually. Or I just go to my liked songs radio. So, like, any song that I really like at the moment, I'll go into the Spotify radio thing and find some really cool tunes that kind of sound like it or that are in the same vibe. So that's me.
Yeah, the algorithm does some good things sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, mine too. That's where I find most of my music. It's just like my daily mix on Tidal. Shout out Tidal. Sponsor me. Sponsor me, please.
I think it's Get Tidal. It just sounds so good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would ask what your current day list on Spotify is. But we're all using all of our phones to record audio,
Yeah.
You'll just have to guess what our day lists are.
Off the top of our heads.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like list songs?
Well, no, you know the day list on Spotify, the curated feature?
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've tried the AI DJ, and it just plays me my playlist back to me. And I'm like, show me other songs, please.
The day list is like an automatically generated playlist by Spotify, and it gives you like four different ones. It gives you one in the morning, one in the afternoon, one in the evening, and one at night. So mine is Cover Indie Wednesday Evening.
Oh, lovely.
Nice.
Because on Wednesday nights, I like to listen to indie and hipster.
Nice.
Whatever you say, Spotify. All right. On that note.
Are you ready?
Yeah,
I'm ready.
Let's go. All
right. Wait, sorry.
Through your eyes I see a smile you bring to me, to your joy a tether, not a lot just forever, intertwined. Dog barks wildly to protect my infancy from my ex-believer, and I try to calm the wolf to remind her still she tears.
forever in our twine sewn together as the wren sheds her feather, not alive just forever. And your dearest fantasy is to grow a baby in me. I could be a good mother, and I wanna be your wife. So I hold you to my knife, and I steal your twine sewn together as the rock bears the weather, not alive just forever. So I bash around the house and the poison stains my mouth. She comes, I let her, and we share a paradise. And I woe them once or twice. Can't get much better, not alive just forever in our twine sewn together as the rock bears the weather, not alive just forever, not alive just forever in a twine sewn together as the wren bears her feathers, not alive just forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have such sweet memories of that song from... Did y'all sing this one at Secret Island that night?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, or that, some Adrian Linker song.
Was that and anything?
It was anything.
Yeah, because yeah. I remember that night we're at this house venue in Boston that I really love, and I remember that night I was like so anxious, and I was just sitting there on the couch, and then Max came up with a guitar and started playing, and then Lily came and was singing, and it was just such a sweet moment. I have good memories of that song.
And then like the entire room joined in. It was like yeah. there was like yeah. 10 people in there all singing it, and yeah. it was like oh
such and a Berkeley
moment. And we were singing
moment.
That song. And harmonizing.
Yeah.
And I think we were doing these harmonies.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny.
That's impressive. We just got a comment in the DJ chat saying that you guys have some great harmonies.
Aww,
on that
thank
note.
You.
Thank you.
Yes, and I do agree.
That's really sweet.
I'm so sorry that I had to call for like the climate.
Oh, yeah, all good.
I just got a 3-month-old kitten, and she is adorable, but I'm allergic to cats, but I can't stop petting her. So I've just given up the ability to breathe, and that's okay.
Well, they do have those like shots where they can inject you with like cat dander, and
yeah.
then you'll gradually build up an immunity and not be allergic anymore, perhaps.
Huh. Yeah, or there are sprays too. Yeah.
No, I've tried. I've changed my cat's food to a food that. Suppose that I, because I have a cat in London, and I was allergic to him at first, but then we changed his food, and so apparently that works as well.
Interesting.
not I guess.
And
the
shot. You and your roommate are both allergic to cats.
No.
Right? Well, no, he's allergic to fish.
Yeah.
But they feed the cat wet fish food, and then it licks him, and then he, like, it gets, like, broken out because the cat licked him, but, yeah.
Yeah.
I was just about to say, like, that's one pet that you don't really worry about being allergic to, but it's not that kind of fish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like, if you have a turtle allergy, awkward. You know, I don't know.
A turtle allergy.
Well, Halloween is just on the horizon.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any Halloween outfits, costumes figured out?
Oh God!
I just shaved my head like 4 days ago.
I was forewarned, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna. Oh yeah, because you saw me with the hair. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then it was 2 days ago. Colin. I bumped into Colin, yeah. And he said that he ran into you on the street, yeah. And didn't recognize you for a second.
Yeah.
And so I was forewarned that you had shaved your hair off. But
I think I'm going to be Aang, maybe, from Avatar. Yeah, since I shaved my head recently.
Well,
is that the arrow?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good. You never seen Avatar?
I've just started it.
Like the original Nickelodeon?
Yes.
Yeah, it's really good.
I've just started it. It's such been on my list show. For a while. But now I'm also watching Gilmore Girls, and I kind of...
Oh, my God. Actually?
Yes.
I'm watching Gilmore Girls.
Really? It's great.
I can't watch it anymore.
I've never seen it.
I think I watched it way too much with my ex. And also, too, it's like, they're so witty all the time. It's like, who's
they
that
get
witty
so
all the time?
So annoying.
It's
like constantly... That's why I stopped.
It's, yeah.
But they're so fast.
I know, but it's like all training. The time. My brain can't keep up. I'm like, wait, what? I don't know. I think it's more...
I just like Jess.
Yeah.
I think Jess is so cute.
Wait, Chess?
Jess?
Oh, from Gilmore Girls. Okay.
Yeah. I thought you said Chess too. It sounds like mental.
Chess.
You know, yeah.
Chess like nice. So I was cute. Like, okay, yeah, Chess is cool.
Chess is so cute.
Chess is fun.
Chess is also amazing.
Chess is pretty great. Mm-hmm. I had a bunch of games on chess.com, and now I don't because I missed the cutoff. The 7 days, they go fast.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, because they have like a 7 day max time to wait.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh wait, I'm not familiar with that.
Oh, basically, you start a game with someone, and then if you have 7 days to respond to their move.
Oh.
Yeah.
You didn't respond to the move
in 7 days.
7 days.
One move.
Oh my God. So then you get banned or.
No, you just lose.
Shadow banned from chess.com.
I mean, it was just a game with my friend, and
yeah.
She was going to win anyway.
Yeah.
I messed up, so I was like, ah.
Yeah, my roommates are too good at it. I tried to play with them, but they just demolish me every time.
Yeah. If your music had a smell, what smell would it be?
Wet cement.
Wet cement? I was going to say sandalwood.
Sandalwood?
No. Or like
wet cement?
Wet cement? Yeah. Like,
No. You don't understand. Under the rain.
Oh, like, yeah.
After the rain. The wet, like, the smell of the wet of the concrete.
But in Boston.
No, not in Boston.
That's
very...
just going to smell a little foul.
Just picture it, like, in the forest or something.
Oh, in the forest.
Okay. Oh, yeah. All the cement in the forest. You know the sidewalks in the forest?
Yeah.
Mm.
My favorite.
I don't know.
Oh wait, our personal music or our music?
Ours
too.
Quiet, quiet hour.
Just quiet hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would it be?
Not wet.
Wet cement. No.
Petrichor. That's the word.
Petrichor.
For, yeah. The
Thank
the smell
you.
After a the earthy scent released when rain falls on dry ground.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I thought you meant like freshly poured cement. I was like, I don't know.
Yeah. I was like, what?
Yeah.
When do you smell?
Yeah.
I don't know what smell would it be. Berkeley calf.
No.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
No.
Cinnamon? Oh, chai vanilla? Vanilla chai?
No. Vanilla chai?
No. I don't know. I stand by like sandalwood. I don't know why.
Huh. I was going to say jasmine, but I feel like that's too... No.
No.
Some
no.
sort of tea.
No.
Like a fresh cup of hot...
fresh cup of
hot tea. We drink a lot of hot tea.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Anytime that we rehearse at my place, I'll just like rush to make them tea.
Yeah,
or they'll scream at me and get me a tantrum.
Honestly, no, your place smells like third mode to me because I'm always there to do third mode.
Third mode?
Like quiet hour.
I mean like quiet hour.
what kinds of tea do you like to make?
Okay, so.
Oh, God. Wait, how long do we have on this?
So I drink Earl Grey, Lady Grey, vanilla chai, Moroccan mint, English good. Breakfast, oh Irish breakfast, chamomile? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, oh my God, there's this really good one, chamomile with cinnamon, honey, and apple cider vinegar.
Ooh.
And it gets you to sleep like a baby.
I've had that a couple times.
At my place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah.
I had the Moroccan mint today. That was good.
I had the vanilla chai.
What did you think?
Nice. I liked it. Yeah. Where'd you get it?
The vanilla chai?
Yeah.
Star Market.
Ooh, okay.
Shout out Star Market.
Shout out Star Market. You're just a little too far from where I live. Expensive and just a little too far from where I live, so the walk home is excruciating.
Yeah, I also need to get toilet paper from there.
Is that where you get groceries from?
No, I go to Trader Joe's.
Oh, okay.
Not Market Basket?
No.
Even Trader Joe's, though, for the little one?
Yeah.
Even that's kind of a walk from your place.
Like, yeah.
If you got to carry two bags of big groceries.
Yeah, but it's not too bad. It's like, what, 15 minutes?
I mean, but
minutes?
Would you go to Whole Foods? I don't think so.
No, it's way so expensive. Oh, my God.
No offense, Whole Foods.
No offense, Whole Foods, but
you're
please.
You're not Upper Alley. Alley. Sorry.
Our Alley.
Our Alley. Okay.
You want to talk about the next song at all?
Oh, yeah. The next song we're going to play is one of my originals. It's called Fantasy of a Family. And actually, Max and I wrote it together.
The Max on guitar, not me.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah. And we just had a comment say that Quiet Hour smells like hot cinnamon rolls.
Oh, that's so sweet. I want hot cinnamon rolls. Sorry, guys. I knew it was going to happen. Okay, we want hot cinnamon rolls.
I'm pretty sure you can say damn on air.
Oh, okay.
That's, yeah.
Right. Please, I was talking about, like, the water, you know?
Yeah,
like beavers.
Beavers?
Yeah, they build dams.
What are you talking about? Beavers.
Beavers build dams.
Okay.
They do.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Sorry, I'm not from here. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
This is Fantasy of a Family. Thank you for listening.
We are Quiet Hour.
Quiet Hour presents.
ASMR?
No.
That's the right key, right?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Let's do this. Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
Myself to regret the half-hearted conversation that broke a silence of years, and the immense void is filled with vaporized white noise. Thank you.
the facets that they think are best, and you just might find you're not so alone when you think of me and the seed in me that made up the emptiness. Oh, and the fantasy of a family made me feel you were all there. And I forget the things that I said. Promise myself to stay.
Thank you, thank you.
Excellent. And what was the process like when you were writing that one?
I had like the bone. This was like a song that I'd written like I think it was last 2 summers ago, and I didn't like it. And then I had, there were bits of it that I liked, and I played it for Lily, and then we kind of restructured and rewrote the whole thing. Or yeah. Not, we kept a couple of main parts and like main themes.
Yeah, I think the main theme was Fantasy of a Family, that when I heard Max playing the song, my Max, it was just, I mean, it made so much sense to me because I could totally relate to that, and I feel like so many other people can relate to the fantasy of wanting a family with somebody and then just things don't go as planned. Although we're young, but I feel like we all feel that.
Yeah.
To an extent.
To an extent. And yeah, so we just kind of came, we made that, and then we kind of started we've been trying to record it for ages. Oh, yeah, we're in the process. It should be done by the end of the month.
Yeah.
But it's been a long time.
Yeah, we would just sit in my room and he would play, and I would just kind of like blurt out any words that I could, and then just started writing something more solid.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
a great song, I think.
Nice. It is. It's very pretty. Here, it didn't help much, but I just muted your mic so you
Yeah. So you can. He has this thing about spraying this like guitar lube on his guitar every song. It's between every song and every set.
Yeah. Because it helps so much. I don't know, I'm kind of addicted to it now. It's like it feels so good because I hate when my hands are sticky on the neck of a guitar. I hate it. It makes me so angry, and it's like it makes me miss notes and stuff, you know?
But how sweaty are you? What's on your hands?
I don't know, bro. I don't know. I just got sticky hands, bro.
Oh.
So yeah, this guitar, shout out Gibson, please sponsor me. Gibson guitar polish, so good. If you're a guitarist and you have sticky hands and you hate that feeling, get you some of that stuff and lube up the guitar neck.
Yeah, I was gonna ask if there's any instrument or piece of equipment that's changed your approach to music. It sounds like your guitar lube.
My guitar lube.
Yeah. And yes. Lily and Max, what about you guys? Anything that's kind of changed the way that you approach music?
I recently got a quad cortex, which is basically. I used to have to lug... I play a lot of electric guitar, mainly. And I used to have to lug these heavy amps around everywhere, and it was a pain, and it's awful. And now I have this little, like, computer box. I never have to buy another amp again, because it sounds better than any amp in most settings. And I can download amps off of the internet. I'm literally... I want to steal your amp.
Yeah.
He's been talking about this for months.
Yeah, he can model amps. Like months. He can model like real, like you could model like my, like not just like, I have a Hot Rod DeVille. He could model a Hot Rod DeVille, but he can actually model like my Hot Rod DeVille.
So I can steal his amp and have it in a little computer. And I can also then run four other guitarists through it at the same time on a live show and have all the pedals and all the effects that
how
I
does
want
that work
and then switch.
Do you run tones through the amp and then it like records it, or how do you get
for
like,
to steal
like,
your
if you got my amp
I you just stick a mic in front of your amp and then you like plug the there's a capture output that I plug into your amp and I plug the mic into the quad cortex and then you just hit a button and it just does like frequency sweeps
oh
and
so
steals
tones.
Your amps.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, that's cool.
It is very cool.
It's very
great. We live in the future.
So, and it fits in my guitar case. Oh. So I never need to carry anything around again.
That is a very nice piece of gear.
It is.
And Lily, maybe it's your tea.
Actually, I just started getting into mixing songs, and I really like putting a maximizer on drums and bass. On Pro Tools.
I know. Like the Ozone one?
No. I think it's Audio Suite. I'm not sure.
Isn't that just a limiter?
It is.
That's cool. Hey, if it sounds,
but, hey,
if
it makes
sounds
it sound
good, do whatever
good.
You want, Lily.
Literally,
if it sounds good,
I know.
Do whatever you want. Mixing is the most subjective thing in the world. There's
it's
no
so
right
personal.
Way.
It's all about what you think.
No.
Max.
This is where we have different schools about mixing. But
no,
this
because
guy's
he's
the
an
engineer.
MPME, so he knows everything. No, no, no. I'm British, I know everything about mixing that there is in the world.
Sorry, this is literally what we do. This is like, what you see is what you get. This is how we interact with
people. Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah.
What do you mean, unfortunately?
Yeah, there's so much love, though. There's so much love in there.
So much third mode love.
You mean quiet hour?
You mean quiet hour?
Very good.
Yeah,
I'm with you guys. I get it. We're
in between.
Mm-hmm. All right, are you guys tuned for the next next song?
Yeah.
Maybe you should talk about this one, Eli.
Okay. All right. Hey, everybody. So, this is a song that I wrote before I came to Boston. When I wrote it around this, like I started writing it around this time. It was like this fall type weather and stuff. And yeah, I guess I wrote it. I started it before I left Boston, and I think I finished it when I was here. I can't remember. No, I released it the day I moved to Boston. Anyways, this is a song that I wrote about leaving home, leaving somebody behind. You know, the usual thing. But anyways, this is like, it's called One More Night With You. I'm just going to stop talking now. It's called One More Night With You. But yeah, I hope you like it. I think it's a pretty song. And I love singing it with these two knuckleheads. So
knuckleheads.
We love you, Eli. We're just
teasing. We love you.
Knuckleheads.
Yeah.
All right. This is One More Night With You. Been so long, I've been so high. Can't remember how it feels to lay my eyes on you. Lately, I can't seem to fall for someone new. Bittersweet, I have to say. 'Cause finally, I made my peace with sighs. Too, with an overwhelming list of useless things to do. The late September breezes come with thoughts of you, and I'm bound to slip away. One, no hope
myself for leaving. Do you think about me, times we had? Or does it hurt too much to think about the love we had? Been so long, I've been set free. Pray to God that things are looking up for me. But can I feed the flame 1,000 miles away? Is it fading as we speak? In 6 months' time, I'm on a flight, I'm on away. But I've got so many complicated things to say. And what am I to do, all so far away from you? Am I bound to stay
a very pretty song.
Thank you. That song is out too, if you want to check it out. It's called One More Night With You by Eli Yasint, if you want to check it out.
Yes. And someone in the Instagram Live said, let's say the band name, or what is the band name? So you guys are Quiet Hour.
Quiet Hour.
Quiet Hour.
You guys aren't anywhere, right?
No.
Yeah.
But we're starting to work on original stuff, and hopefully we'll record something and maybe drop a single soon or something.
Cool. Yeah.
Right, guys? Let's do it.
Yeah, right? We've talked about that.
Let's do it.
We definitely talked about that beforehand.
No, but we started writing songs. It wouldn't be hard for us.
We have started writing.
We started writing songs, and it wouldn't be hard for us.
Like months ago. Before summer.
Yeah.
But then everybody's been away.
Before we were Third Mode, you know?
Yeah.
Don't say that. I mean, forbidden name.
Back when we had lives.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, in the summer when we had like time.
We had time in the summer.
Or before the summer, I mean.
When things were chill, when things were.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
We saw the light of day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those were the days.
Those were the days.
Ah, yes. If you could make the soundtrack for any movie or TV show, what movie or TV show? As Quiet Hour.
Like, that's already out?
Oh, yeah, or like a hypothetical show that isn't out or doesn't exist.
So it's a psychological thriller.
Oh my god. Okay.
What?
Okay.
And
do you really have to?
No, I don't. Just do it.
This show called Gilmore Girls?
Okay, yeah. So this psychological thriller called Gilmore Girls.
Yeah. Wow.
It's really edgy.
Oh
my god. Stop.
And that would be a great soundtrack. But it's everyone in the town is stuck listening to it 24/7 and they start going insane. But that's the only music in the entire
movie. Yeah.
Oh.
Like it's played it's like all looped. The time.
It's yeah. looped and people start going
all day,
insane.
Every day. And at night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow, there are worse ways to go insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of, you want to play another?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. I think we have one more.
Yeah. Okay. In that case, I can ask a couple more questions before you play it.
Yeah, we can hang out.
All right, cool. Let's see what else I have highlighted and lit up. Oh, yeah. Do you have any other musicians or bands in the Boston area or further afield that you would like to shout out on air?
Whoa.
I mean, I'm sure that like all of your, everyone you know, everyone in your
circle. Yeah, like all of our friends are musicians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's
this one really cool girl. I don't really know her that well, but her name is Vivian. She's really cool, spelled VVN.
Yeah, she makes
dope
music.
You should definitely listen to her music.
Yeah, my roommates, Ishan Leonard Rao and Aaron Larrere, they just both released some projects that are really cool. Yeah, those are my homies.
Yeah. I mean, you had Liz or the Nut here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shout out to Liz. And big things coming soon, I think.
Yeah,
and she just released a single, which mm-hmm. is really cool.
What's it called? Kingpin.
Kingpin.
Yeah. Kingpin. Yeah, it's really, really good. Great song.
Yeah,
yeah.
And Natalia, who also just released two singles this summer, one of which we made together, which was a very cool project.
Is that Natalia? Hoffman.
Hoffman. But the artist name.
It was just Natalia. Natalia. Okay. Okay, cool. Let's see, what else have I got here? What song or artist would your listeners be surprised to know that you listen to?
Korn!
Yeah.
No, it's true. I love Korn. And
it's got the juice.
Stuff.
What's yours? What's your surprising?
Mine? Oh.
I want Limp Bizkit.
Me?
And Weezer.
What do I listen to that people would be surprised that I listen to? I don't know. I feel like if I say listen to anything, it's not that surprising. I feel like people are like, oh yeah, Eli would listen to that. I don't know.
Do you listen to like frequencies?
Like yeah, you listen to healing frequencies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I listen to like
subliminal messages.
Yeah, I listen to some not really like frequencies. I don't know. I have before, yeah, like the 342 hertz stuff.
Yeah.
I have before, yeah. Not so much lately, but I do a lot of, like, I always, like, listen to this guided meditation while I'm at school. I have to, like, every day in the afternoon I have to, or, like, I'll lose my mind. It's, yeah. But, yeah.
I'd say my one, I don't know if you guys know, but I had a very brief but very intense ska punk phase. Or ska pop punk phase.
No way.
A specific, I wouldn't say ska, but it was kind of. It's this band called Less Than Jake.
Oh.
And they're from the, like, 90s. And I, like, had a very strong phase, but it's very, like.
Wait, you know what happened? I had a taco gig with my parents because my dad makes tacos. And there was a ska band playing that night.
Oh,
and nice. I had it in my ears for like 2 hours.
You said you had a taco gig?
I was selling tacos.
Oh, okay.
Homemade tacos.
Ooh.
Oh, lovely.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. You want to hit us with that last song?
Sure. Yes.
Yeah. All right.
So that one's kind of I guess, a mashup in between two songs. The first one is called When We're Apart, and the very last song is Life According to Rachel by Madison Cunningham.
Who
we love.
We all adore. We all are like obsessed with Madison Cunningham.
The best.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Is that the right key?
I'm trying to, yeah.
Sitting in your TV chair,
Well, time is at a bar having a laugh somewhere. The nurse says you were waiting for me to let go, to let it be. It's not if darling is when there's always something left unsaid. Were your eyes green? Were they blue? What was it that I forgot to ask you? Busy hands all set on down to say I love you here and now. Did God need a new lead in his band when this world and its people are all we have? Once your girl, I'm always your girl.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And that brings us just about to the top of the hour. So thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thank you, Max, for having us.
Thank you so much for having us.
My pleasure, guys. Yeah. Yeah, it's been great having you. And I'm Mellow Max. These lovely folks are Quiet Hour. You can find... What's a good social media for people to find you at? If there's anything.
Yeah, so we don't have an Instagram for Quiet Hour yet, but you can find me on Instagram at LilyBells, LilyBells.
And I'm on Instagram under Eli Yacinth Music. If you search E-L-I-Y-A-C, it should pop up. Eli Yacinth Music.
Fantastic.
And I am under Max Globoko, so MaxGlobok. And if it doesn't show up then just don't find me.
All right. Sweet. And thank you very much. I have a quick PSA and then we're handing things over for On the Town. When you talk with your child, you build vocabulary, and learning starts long before school does. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org, a public service announcement brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and WMFO in Medford. Wrapping things up, we're going to hear a little bit of Carnivorous Plant Society with Car Dance. Thanks for tuning in.